Bible suggests that pi equals 3. We all know that that isn't true. Just hand a round jar and an arm's length of string to anyone with half a clue. But if you would prove the good book is all bunk, you'll get no assistance from me. 'Cause I think you don't know what you're talking about when you say it says pi equals 3. The Bible suggests that pi equals 3, it doesn't say 3.0. When you're asking a rabbi what's kosher, how many digits do you need to know? And yet there's a word in that verse that's not read as it's written. If you multiply by their letters sums ratio, the Bible will get you 1,000 times closer to pi. If the Bible suggests that pi equals 3, our sages and scholars weren't moved. Rambam declared it irrational long before it ever was proved. And the Talmud records that our rabbis, quite well geometrically versed, were familiar with several approximate values for pi, of which 3 was the first. The Bible's suggestion that pi equals 3 is only a rule of thumb. Some people today may think otherwise, but our ancestors weren't that dumb. So if people believe that pi equals 3, it's not scripture that's causing the stink. The blame rather falls on those God-fearing folks who've forgotten God wants us to think.